And welcome to All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, our garden expert. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, we have a ton of questions that have come in from home gardeners.
Let's do the spring version of Lightning Round Q&As.
We'll start off with David in Woodstock. And David writes, for reasons unknown, our daffodil beds are producing lots of green leaves, but relatively few blossoms. These are established beds that have produced abundantly in the past. And some have suggested maybe too much nitrogen-rich fertilizer, but perhaps weather conditions last fall. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's less about weather and more about the age of your daffodils. What happens with daffodils over time, as with many spring flowering bulbs, is that they get overcrowded. They have little bulblets starting to form, and then they start taking the energy away from the main bulb, and so they don't have enough energy to flower. So the solution is simply wait till your bulb's foliage starts yellowing, dig them up, separate them out, separate all those little bulbs out there, and then replant them either in the same hole or a different one. Maybe with a little compost at the bottom would be nice. But don't fertilize them yet. If you're going to fertilize them, do it in the fall, because that's when they're actively growing. Now they're going into their dormancy. That hopefully will help you get more daffodils next year.
Okay, next one is from Laurel, who wrote in to say, Charlie, I have a blue boy holly mystery. Years ago, I planted a rim around where the old ice house went. The hollies did well for years. And then one side began to fail to the point where it's now an eyesore. They fertilized, they mulched, they weeded, they trimmed, but no difference. They're thinking maybe it's poorly exposed to west winds in winter. Do you think that maybe that is the problem? And Laurel attached a photo of those holly bushes as well.
Yeah, thanks, Laurel, for the photo. That helps a lot. And yes, I think you're right. The evergreen hollies that you have there are very susceptible to drying out and desiccating in the winter, especially with those cold winds. So I would go back to putting up that burlap barrier just on that west side. Maybe make it a couple layers thick of burlap, not just one single layer. That'll really protect them. You can also spray an anti-desiccant spray like cloud cover. You do that probably in November, then again maybe February, March. As long as the temperatures are above 40, you can spray that on the leaves and that'll protect them. And the other thing about the hollies is that you can cut them way back. So if they don't look very good right now, cut them way back. You can do that right now, and they will regrow in a couple of years and look like nice bushes, and then you can continue protecting them.
This next one from Robin in Waterbury. Robin has many existential questions regarding Asian jumping worms, and they are at a loss about what to do about it. Robin writes, over the years, I've adapted to weather, to pests, to crop failures, human mistakes, and every season I look forward to learning and improving my methods. Robin writes, what actually helps gardeners keep going when they have Asian jumping worms?
Well, Robin, yes, it is a big problem, and I'm sorry to hear that it's devastating your gardens. We do have Asian jumping worms here, and we try to keep our organic matter level high. So we're adding a lot of organic matter to our beds, and so far we haven't really seen much adverse effects of the jumping worms in any of our perennial beds or annual and vegetable beds. But it sounds like it's gotten worse in your situation. There's a couple things you can do. One might be to do more container gardening, where you can control what kind of soil you have in there, and of course, what kind of, if you have jumping worms or not. The other is, if you want to stay with raised bed gardening, you can create some new raised beds, but I would put some window screening on the bottom of them, and I would attach it really securely all along the bottom of that bed. The window screening is so small that it can be hard for any kind of earthworm to get through it. And then build up your new soil. You can use a no-dig system. That would work well. Just be very careful about the compost you bring in. I would solarize it before using it, meaning you bring the compost in, lay it out on a driveway, put a clear plastic tarp over it, secure it down on a summer day, and let it stay there for at least 3 days with temperatures over 105 degrees. That will kill all of the Asian jumping worms and their eggs, and then I think it'd be safe to use. So that might be one alternative to just suffering through the Asian jumping worm infestation.
And Elizabeth in Fairfax writes, we are plagued every year around July 4th by Japanese beetles that descend on our bushes and destroy all the flowers before they disappear in September. I've tried everything from traps to spray to picking them off. I'm wondering now about HB nematodes. Do you recommend these? And if so, how and when should we use them in the yard?
Yes, I do recommend those. They work very well for Japanese beetle grubs. Order them online or get them locally if you can. They usually come in a sponge where you wring them out into a pail of water and then run them through a hose and sprayer with a special filter so the nematodes can go through. Spray all those areas where the Japanese beetles were infesting your garden last year. Spray the lawn, spray in the soil, water them in well for up to a week so that they can get in there, and hopefully they will parasitize the grubs and you'll have less adults this year.
Send gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.